The work of the Father is to believe in Jesus. Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat that perishes, but for that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for God the Father has sealed him. Then the people said unto Jesus, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom the Father has sent. They said therefore unto Jesus, What sign will you show that we may see and believe you? What work will you do? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus, the bread from heaven. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses did not give you that bread from heaven, but it was my Father who gave you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life unto the world. Then they said unto Jesus, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that you also have seen me, and do not believe. John chapter 6 verse 26-36. Jesus, the living bread. All that the Father gives to me shall come to me, and they that comes to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. And this is the Father's will who has sent me, that of all that he has given me I should lose nothing but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of the Father who has sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and shall believe on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at Jesus because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he is saying, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me, except the Father who has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that has heard and has learned of the Father comes unto me. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he who is of God, he has seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man shall eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. John chapter 6 verse 37-51. Partaking of Jesus the bread. The Jews, therefore, strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever shall eat my flesh, and drinks my blood, has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh, and drinks my blood, dwell in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eats me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna, and are dead. He that eats of this bread shall live forever. These things Jesus said in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. John chapter 6 verse 52-59. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus did not come to offer temporary relief or earthly rewards. He came to give eternal life. And the only work God requires is this, believe in the one he has sent. Not believe about him, but believe in him, trust him, come to him, partake of him, live by him. To believe in Jesus is to receive him as the true bread from heaven. Just as bread sustains physical life, Jesus alone sustains eternal life. Many walked away from these words, but the truth remains, There is no life apart from Jesus. He said plainly, He that eats of this bread shall live forever. John chapter 6 verse 58. Let every soul hear and understand. The work of the Father is this, believe in Jesus, the bread of life, and live forever. Those who come to Him will never hunger. Those who believe in Him will never thirst. His flesh is true food. His blood is true drink. To eat and drink of Him is to be united with Him and to be raised by Him on the last day.